Welcome to selfdiscoveryradio.com, where the orchard of wisdom is just ready for picking. We celebrate your why, the journey that you've taken that inspires someone else. We support your services, we support your story. Come and be our guest, become a host, be an author with us, come see what we've got. Our next show is...
So, welcome to Holistic Transformations. By working together, we can change the world. I'm your host, Diane J. Shaver, brought to you today by Turn Your Great Idea into Dollars, an online course and workbook that takes you step by step from a great idea to an actual business. And anything can be a thriving business. More details on https://www.entrepreneurmindworld.com. Is it time you started the business you've been thinking about? So each time on Holistic Transformations, I interview someone who's doing something that's making a difference for the better in our world. And each of them is very different, you'll notice. But in common, they're all out there actually doing something that has a positive impact in a big way. My hope is that they encourage you to add your expertise in some way, because we all can make a difference. Today is my great pleasure to talk with Prashant Lingam, coming to us from his home in India, who in 2008, along with Anna Kapagatula, and I apologize, Anna, both first generation entrepreneurs, by the way, created Bamboo House India with the aim of utilizing bamboo as an economic driver for providing sustainable livelihood opportunities to rural and tribal communities dependent on bamboo for their livelihood, and at the same time utilize bamboo as an eco-friendly substitute for wood, steel, iron, and plastic, a very important thing because we are creating more waste materials. So through their enterprise, they're addressing many issues in his country, but there are also issues that we share in common in other countries. This is another example of how we're all interconnected. So it's so cool that he's in India, and I'm here in Charleston, South Carolina, but through the magic of Zoom, we're here together. So please welcome with me Prashant Lingam of Bamboo House India. Welcome, Prashant. It's so good to have you here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Dan, for hosting me and giving me the opportunity to share our work, what we are doing in India, through the whole world. And I must congratulate you for the kind of work you are especially doing in spreading, work of small entrepreneurs who generally don't have the bandwidth to reach out to everybody. So thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And it's wonderful for all of us to know that you're out there. It helps all of us to feel really positive to know that there are people like you doing things like this. So tell us how you came to develop Bamboo House India. What were the issues you were addressing? Did you know when you began it that would lead you where you are today?
Actually, the whole the concept of starting Bamboo House India was by chance. We never planned to start something. We were shopping for a sofa set, and then we came across this wonder material. So at that time, we thought, why don't we build houses with bamboo?
Wow. But,
that will give employment to a lot of people. And when we use a wood, we are depleting the forest resources.
Yeah.
So generally, a tree takes 20 to 25 years to regrow. Whereas bamboo grows, bamboo is ready for cutting every 3 years.
Wow.
So that was the whole motive behind, building eco-friendly houses away from regular materials. And we noticed it would give employment to, millions of people in forest areas. These two points we wanted to connect.
Wow.
So that's where the journey started.
Wow, it's such a great concept because you really are addressing several issues. And it's really interesting because the issues you're addressing there in India, we have here. We do not have sustainable housing for low-income people and for people who are homeless. So it's interesting, as far away as we are, it's exactly the same issue. We have bamboo here. Did you know that we have bamboo?
Yes, you have. You have good resources of bamboo.
Yeah.
Right.
So how would that translate here? Because we're colder, not as hot as you and colder than you. So I wonder if it would ever translate here.
Yes, it can be perfectly done. Only thing is the format, what we do, we make panels out of round bamboo. I'll just show you one set. I'll make from my chair and show you.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'll show to the audience also. So these are the panels.
They're beautiful.
Which are made out of bamboo. Yeah,
wow.
These are wall panels.
Wow. So they're woven. So
this, yeah, they're woven and pressed.
Wow.
Pressed as a board, yeah.
Wow.
So this is what we make, and we used to make houses.
Right.
So this is water retardant and fire retardant both.
Okay, can you keep it away from your mouth so we can hear you? That's the way.
This is water retardant.
Yeah.
And fire retardant, both. So when we make a bamboo house, it's perfectly safe.
Yeah.
It will not catch fire.
Wow.
And it takes temperature up from, -100 to +100.
Wow.
It's completely safe in these rough conditions also.
So
it's extremely rough conditions.
Well, so when are you coming to Charleston to teach us? We need you.
Any time. I'm more than happy to spread my word.
Actually, it's so funny because the person who's going to be on the next show is creating some housing. And I want to put the two of you together. I want you to start exchanging ideas because I think this might be a beautiful marriage is what I'm thinking.
Right. We want to, now today, what we want is, we want to share our learnings basically so everybody can use where, there is homelessness, where the cost of houses are very high. This is very low cost housing.
That's so fabulous.
Yeah, and we are using a sustainable material. We're not, bringing anything from the factory.
Wow.
So perfectly safe. And obviously, a lot of people get employed in the whole activity again.
Wow. So how, when you started it, I mean, did you, you must have factories, right? You have factories that make this?
Yes. So we have our main backbone of our whole activity are women members. They are the most important backbone of our activity. So the whole process started where male members of the family goes to the forest, he'll bring bamboo to the house. And the women members weave these mats.
Right.
Then these mats will go to the factory to press as a board. So these hand-woven mats goes to the factory. So we have one factory where all these activities take place.
Wow.
Yeah, but the major portion happens in the house level, at the household level where women weave bamboo.
Wow. So then you have to transport this material and
we transport. Yes.
Okay.
So that's a lengthy job. We transport all the way from factory to the location where we are. We are based in Hyderabad in India. So all the material comes to us. From here we ship again.
Wow. So how do you decide where these are going to be? Are there communities of these houses? Are they singular houses in particular?
Singular houses.
Okay.
Whoever reaches out to us, for example, today we are mostly doing terrace houses.
Okay.
Terrace houses we are doing, farm houses we are doing, we are doing schools, we are doing cafeterias, we are doing gymnasium.
Wow.
Everything. We are doing auditoriums. Wherever there is a shelter requirement, we go with this material.
Wow. That's so fabulous. So this is a very versatile building process, and it could you develop a whole community? Could you do like 50, 100 houses?
Yes. We have a huge capacity to produce the boards. So, like for example, now we are doing a school of around 30,000 square feet.
Okay.
We are doing a huge school, so we can build 100, 200, any number of houses.
Wow. Does your government get involved in this, like finding housing for people who really need it? I don't know how your country works. I'm an American.
No.
I'm very ignorant of other countries.
No. We don't have any such provision where government helps us to find housing requirement.
Okay.
So we only reach out to people who have a requirement for our housing.
I get it. That makes sense.
So we reach out. Yeah. Okay. So right now we are working with African markets where there is a lot of issue of homelessness.
Great. Great.
Yeah, so we are working with one entity there to send these houses there.
Wow, that's so wonderful. That's so exciting because, I mean, it solves so many problems. And you started to use recycled plastic as well?
Yes, so we started after establishing our bamboo activity. 2-3 years back, we realized there is a whole issue of plastic which is being thrown on all of us today.
Yeah.
So we decided, can we really do something with the plastic waste? So then we decided making building materials out of plastic waste.
Yeah.
So the same kind of, the wall which you can see behind my back is the plastic wall. It's a recycled plastic
wall. Oh, wow. Wow.
This is my office room. This is my office room where I'm sitting. It's completely made out of plastic waste.
Wow.
So this one room itself has taken 1 ton of plastic waste, which otherwise would have gone to ocean.
Wow.
Or a landfill.
Wow, that's
so incredible. Panel also. Okay, so this is the panel.
Oh, wow. Okay, so can you color it? Because the color.
No, we don't color. You can see all plastic waste on top.
Okay. Okay.
So we put, I'll show you. We put the bottle caps. We put milk packets. We put what all recyclable waste can go inside.
Wow.
And we produce this. And this is what you see behind me.
That's amazing.
So, this is the entire room made out of it. Now, so this was the first thing we made out of a plastic waste. So we decided again, there is a lot of homelessness issue.
Yes.
If we can connect plastic waste to homelessness, that's a wonderful marriage.
Perfect. I love it.
So that's happy. What we wanted to do. There's so much of homelessness and so much of plastic waste.
Yeah.
So
this
because was something we wanted to connect.
The states really need you because we have, I think it's 30 point something million tons of plastic a year.
Right.
We recycle less than 13%.
So everything is going to ocean.
It's like, yeah.
So then we started making this product. This is a foot bath tile. So this is 7 inches by 6 inches. So where all we make foot baths for pedestrians, we use these tiles. So each tile takes around 600 poly bags.
Wow.
So we mix around 600 poly bags to make one tile. It's very lightweight, extremely lightweight.
Wow.
But it can take a load of 18 tons. It can take an 18 ton load.
Wow.
So like this, we decided if plastic waste can come to building materials, there's nothing like it.
Wow.
We'll be solving huge plastic problems.
So could those actually, think about, could those actually become a highway? Could we make highways out of that? Maybe with
yes, we can make.
And will they stand up better than whatever tarmac or whatever we use for
That is something we started always only 6-8 months back. So we need to try. So we are looking for opportunities where people, we can collaborate with people and people collaborate with us.
Yeah.
We start finding new applications for these products and develop accordingly.
Wow. And I saw the corrugated roof that you can't.
Corrugated.
That was
we
amazing.
Have a corrugated roof. Yeah, we have a corrugated roof also.
Yeah.
So, where all there is a roofing application, it is the same material, we give it a corrugated shape.
Yeah.
The same material. So, and it is heat proof, it is fire proof, it is water proof, it is termite proof, it is borer proof, it's all proof.
Wow.
The life is more than 30-40 years. The life is more than 30-40 years.
Wow. And is it expensive to produce these in your factories?
No. These are not at all expensive. These are, in fact, cheaper than the conventional material.
Wow.
Even producing is cheaper. Even for the end user also, the price is not much.
Wow.
Just on par with any other material.
Wow. Yeah, I'm definitely connecting you up with some people who need these materials. And
I will show one more. Also, these are the flooring tiles we use.
Oh, they're really attractive. They're nice.
Yeah, so these are flooring.
What does it feel like? Does it feel hard? Is it rubbery? What does it feel like?
It's extremely rubbery. It's extremely soft and rubbery.
Okay.
So we can use in our bedrooms. We can use in our washrooms. Wherever.
Yeah.
So we use this for walling, flooring also. We use for walling and flooring also.
I just thought of that too. You know, like in operating rooms where people are doctors and nurses standing for hours, that would be a softer thing.
It's extremely soft and these are the gripping actually. These are anti-grips.
Oh.
So these are anti-slips. So nobody slips.
Wow.
We can have any color in this. We can have any color.
Wow.
So this is also made out of 600 polythene bags. This is also made in the same way.
Wow.
And this is something called, we have this locking system.
Yeah.
This is a locking system where we can remove the whole tiling also whenever you want.
Wow.
We can make it permanent or semi-permanent.
Wow.
We can remove it also.
Wow.
So this is also we make, yeah.
The other market, I'm an entrepreneur, I think like this. Another market too, which would be a profitable market and not addressing the needs so much. But people who are doing concerts stage, and things like that, where they need temporary stuff that's light.
Temporary stuff.
Easy to, yeah, that would be a great market for you, yes, as well. So are you, and I'm sorry, go ahead, please.
So this is what, so now we are looking that, you know, we have lots of stuff I'll keep sharing every now and then. We want to educate everybody today that if we don't use our plastics in some form, we'll be completely damaging the environment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's happening faster than anybody thought. Are you an engineer by trade? How did you come up with all of these?
Oh, okay. No, I am a management dropdown. I dropped out of a management because I was not interested in studies.
Okay.
So I left my studies. It was my complete interest towards the environmental causes. I'm working in these lines. It's my pure passion. It's just my pure passion and interest. I keep learning. I love failing, actually.
Sure.
So the failure keeps me going. So I really enjoy failing a lot. So I keep trying, I keep failing, and I keep learning new things. That gives me a chance to learn.
That's a real entrepreneur. You are a dyed-in-the-wool entrepreneur, because that's how we rock. I mean, we just do.
Right.
We don't know. We don't care. We just go do it. We learn.
Yeah,
we fall on our face. We get up. We do it again. We do it better, right?
Yes, we do it better. After every failure, you know, there is something better coming out.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been learning.
So what do you see as the future? Where do you want to go with this? And I mean, maybe there's, there's so many possibilities in your business, and each kind of area would be separate, like the rock housing and then the homeless, all of that. So what do you see?
No, now what we are looking is, due to chance of a luck or something, we have been able to develop a business model, either due to time or due to luck or due to patience or whatever it is. Now we want to share the technology across the globe so that in their respective countries, people can start something similar.
Yeah.
Because I never believed in holding the knowledge in my own hands. It should be spread out.
That's wonderful.
Because the homelessness and plastic, all these are universal issues.
Yep.
So we want to create lot many entrepreneurs working on these lines so that the core issues today we have in the globe can be addressed. That is what we look towards today.
Wow. Do you go around? I'm sorry. Do you go around to different countries talking about this?
No. Because we started this plastics only in the last 6 months.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, plastics is only 6 months old.
And look what you've created in 6 months.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
yeah.
I'm so impressed with you.
So we are just trying to learn and unlearn a lot of things. We are still learning a lot. So from in another 2-3 months, we wanted to go out, you know, to reach as many countries as we want, you know, as many entrepreneurs we can reach out.
Yeah.
They can start in their countries, or we can export in countries where there is a labor issue. Obviously, labor cost has to be taken care of. Especially in countries like US, it's very difficult to produce due to the high labor cost.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in those countries we can export. So, yeah, we need to look at partnerships now.
Yeah, because I would think that would be the thing to do for you to manufacture it and then ship it to countries, because that saves the labor on one end and it gives your company more business. And at the same time, brings materials to people who need it, you know. I'm definitely hooking you up with a couple of people that I know who have a global issue, a global outlook, and can use your materials in so many ways. This is so exciting.
And we want to reach out to colleges and universities where we can at least share our learning, how we have been able to build, you know, so that they can do something much better than what we have been able to. That's what we always need.
Maybe yes, maybe no. We don't know.
Yeah, so we feel the younger generation is much more smarter. All they require is some kind of a motivation and ideas, so which we can always share, and they take it bigger as well.
Oh. So have you reached out already to architectural schools in the States and other places?
No, actually one university from New York, if I'm right, is New York College of Design and Art, if I'm right.
Okay.
Yeah, so they reached out and they wanted to understand how this whole thing is being made from a waste plastic.
Wow, I love that.
So, yeah, so that was the communication we got. And we have another few universities and colleges trying to reach out to us.
Yeah.
So we are more than happy to reach out to them and share our knowledge and learning. Because today, after doing so much, we know what not to do. I really don't know what to do in plastic.
Yeah.
But at least I know what not to do because my raw material compositions and all. So, yeah, we're just looking to reach to as many places as we can.
Sure. I mean, I'll do my bit and put you together with as many people. But
sure.
If you go through New York is like our hub. I don't care what anyone says. New York is the center of the commercial universe in the States, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
So it's a great place for you to make that connection. I think that's
so that we are looking. I will just share a few more things because we are on. Okay, so these are the bags we are making today.
Oh, wow. Let's see.
Yeah, these are the bags.
Oh.
So this is with flex waste. We have plastic waste.
Wow.
So we make out of these small bags. So these are extremely cheap. These are less than $1.
Oh my God.
So this is with plastic waste. So this is a lunch bag. This is a lunch bag we have made. So for people to carry their lunch.
I love this.
So these are folders what we are making. So these are some folders like.
Oh wow.
All this is with plastic waste.
How are you marketing these things? What are you doing to market?
We just now started. So we are reaching out to corporates, especially corporates.
Okay, good.
So we want them to use, instead of using a virgin plastic material or some other materials. So most of the people don't know that these things are being made right now by us.
Yeah.
So now it's our responsibility to reach out and spread out and see that these, because again, for every place, whatever we're making, there are a lot of women who are getting like this. So livelihood is a very important core area for our work.
For everybody. I mean, what would it be like if our homeless could help manufacture this stuff? I mean, we could.
Yes.
I mean, there's so many things. There's something.
So these kind of things does not require machine. It's only handwork.
Really?
Sewing machine. Yeah, there's only sewing machine. That's all. It's the one sewing machine for all these products. That's all. So we don't need any big machines and all. It's a very small manual. These are handmade.
Wow.
Yeah, so these things can be done everywhere without much of a cost.
Wow.
And waste is available everywhere.
Just, I mean, my mind is racing. There's so many things. And I love that you are so open to exploring new ways of using the materials to make stuff.
Yes, yes. I will share. Okay, now this is about how we are using plastic.
Yeah.
So at the same time, we figured out, you know, banning plastic or stopping plastic is no solution. We need to find alternates also. So now we are working on alternates. So this is a bamboo water bottle.
Wow.
This is a bamboo water bottle.
Wow.
So this is a substitute to plastic water bottle. So this is a novel activity.
Wow.
So this is completely handmade. So we have started where we can tell people not to use plastic and they can always use it.
I mean, markets right away, like Whole Foods is a company. Jeff Bezos, Amazon, you should be in touch with Amazon. Jeff Bezos just bought Whole Foods, and they sell things on Amazon. I mean, you should be selling this stuff on Amazon.
Yeah, so we are slowly reaching out to all our R&D. So these are the straws. This is substitute for single-use plastic. These are straws.
Wow.
So people have been using a lot of straws nowadays. So these are bamboo straws. These are naturally made.
Wow.
So where all we feel, you know, plastic can be substituted, something can be made out of plastic.
Yeah.
So,
also, Starbucks is another company you should reach out to as well, because they are trying to find new materials to,
right.
You know, so, I mean, your market is huge now. There is... There's a split between corporate and government right now, but corporate is really looking for solutions that you're providing, which I think is really amazing.
So at our end, our basic problem is what all little funds we generate out of a business, we put back into our R&D.
Right.
So we don't have huge funds to scale. So that is one gray area. We have always been looking for investors who can, you know, really
okay. Are you looking for money? One of the things I used to do was train entrepreneurs to pitch to investors, and I have some really good connections with some investors. So let me also work with, I have one that's an international investor. Let me, if you will send me some material that I can
share.
We'll get you started. I'm so excited about what you're doing. Anything I can do to help, I want to help.
We are looking for investors, of course, because the kind of range of products we have is huge.
Yeah.
And it has global application.
Yeah. This is like so exciting.
And one last thing I will share. I'll share it with you. So this is a wash basin made out of plastic lately.
Oh my God.
So this is, my face will not be seen.
Wow.
So this is a wash basin.
Gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
So this is made out of plastic waste.
Wow.
So we just made this month, actually. We just made this month.
It's wonderful. And the size of it is fabulous. I mean, you can
We have made different an sizes. Infant in it.
Yeah.
So from pin to plane, we are trying to make everything water we can make with plastic waste.
Wow. Wow. So, I mean, I also feel, I mean, as I'm hearing you say all this, there's no reason why you can't also make a lot of money for yourself from all the effort you're putting in. I want that for you. And that will come. That will come. I mean, you're doing all the right things. And people are going to start knowing about you. I want to be part of getting that out there because it's amazing what you're doing. So where's the limit? Is there any limit to what you're going to create? Are you going to just keep creating? Are you going to settle down? And
like now what we want to do is we want to create and hand it over to some other entrepreneurs. We want to focus only on some few areas.
Okay.
Especially housing we want to do ourselves.
Yep.
Housing is something I relate very closely, homelessness, housing and all.
Sure.
All these kind of things, we want some other entrepreneurs to take it ahead.
Wow.
And keep creating. Due to some reason, we are able to create. We don't know whether it's a passion or interest or what. We really don't know.
Yeah.
Somehow or other, we manage to create something every week.
Wow.
So weekend days, we create something. And now we want others to take it over because we can't be doing everything ourselves. It's not practical. Mm. We'll always change the fund issue.
What do you see, I mean, in terms of your organization, how many people are involved in what you're doing right now?
Okay, on the total, we are a very small team of around 20 people.
Okay.
We are a very small team of 20 people.
Okay.
So these 20 people keep doing everything. So marketing lies in my hands. I'm responsible for putting everything into the market.
That was your degree. It has to be.
So that's what I'm supposed to. I'm the face of the organization. I take the entire PR and, so the back end, of course, I handle the back end also. So that's how we operate. Now we look to go global because we have some solutions out of plastic.
Okay. So do you, and there's a couple of things that you've talked about the direction for this company to go and looking at it now as a company. So one of the ways is you can get investors and you can take those 20 people, make them head of divisions or something and make that a huge organization, or you can, or you can farm things out. What in your heart, what would you prefer to do? If you could
I want to make my organization because my entire team is working with me in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
So this is the same team. It is the same team now named their next generation also with me.
Wow, good on them.
Yeah, their wives are, their families are working with me. So I'm personally responsible to all of them and see that they grow, whether I grow or not, at least they should grow. Because we all have seen some of the toughest lines in the last 10 years.
Wow.
So, and the best part is, all these people who are working with me are not educated. They're not educated.
Yeah. Well, they have
different
education.
They have life, they are tribal.
Yeah.
So they can create anything out of anything. So but I give them anything, they'll create anything.
I love that. I mean, sometimes that's a better education. I think we have a skewed idea of what education is, what education used to be and what it is now. And then people like your team who are creative and innovative and dedicated, I mean, that's the best kind of education, I think.
So generally, when we take somebody new also, when we want to take, somebody says, I have this degree, I have that degree, we said, we don't want degrees.
For you. Yeah, because it's the heart has to be there. And sometimes it's there with a degree and sometimes it's not there at all.
So we believe somebody's passion and interest will be more helpful than some kind of a degree.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think on so many levels, you are educating people. I mean, not only in the use of plastic, but the use of people in the right way and the sharing of technology in the right way, all of that stuff. So your model for business it's a holistic model. That's the name of my business, radio show, Holistic Transformation. That's truly holistic. You are doing things the right way.
Yeah, because somewhere through this organization also, we want to create wealth, but we feel if my business is only making wealth, then that's no good business.
Right. Good on you.
I very strongly believe my business should be doing something more than making business.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I want to get you out in the world stage. I want you to say these things to people, because these are things that people in colleges, people who are studying for a degree, they need to hear this is my worldview, that's all. But they need to hear these kinds of messages, because people are not getting those messages. It's like, you know.
Yeah, somewhere we feel everybody's running behind money. So yeah. Personally, me and my co-founder feel we are on this earth only for a very short period of time. We are only here for very short 60 years.
Yeah.
So we don't take the wealth along with us. So what we have is more than enough to live.
Yeah.
So rest is giving back to the society in what best form we can give.
Oh. So many things to teach. And I now we want to make you a professor. We'll get you out there teaching.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
But it's true. I mean, here is a business that is fulfilling needs on many levels. It's a business with heart. It's a business with a conscience. It's a business that's caring. That is the model that we need so much for business now. So,
personally, what my observation is, today the world needs more of social entrepreneurs than more of commercial entrepreneurs. Because it's very, very easy to make a commercial business model, but when we are working on a social business model, it's very tough.
Yeah.
But it does make wealth, but it serves the needy, serves the poor, serves some issues.
Yeah.
So that's what we personally feel,
But it makes you
social business.
It makes you rich on many levels. The level of the heart and the mind and all of that.
Yes. Maybe my purse is not heavy, but I'm satisfied with what all I make and what all.
It's just a question of time. Prashant, it's just a question of time. You're going to make a lot of money. And
yeah,
you will. And, it will go to your people as well as you and all that stuff. But tell your team, too. They will be rewarded at some point. Because I'm sure they aren't getting a lot of anything right now. But. It will pay off, because there is a shift, and that's why I'm doing this show, because I want to demonstrate that there are so many people out in the world who really are trying to do something that enriches people, not just monetarily, but in their heart and their soul, or however you want to say it, so that we're leaving behind things that have meaning. We're not just, a bank account's really nice, we like those, but if that's all you leave behind, that's not too good.
That's not too good, yes. We believe very strongly.
So how did we...
Go ahead. Yeah, we want to work above balance sheets and profits and loss accounts. That's what we have always believed.
Love it.
So, yeah.
How did you come to this kind of consciousness? Did you grow up in a family that thought like this? Is this something you came to yourself?
No, my father was a very strong leftist. He always had that left ideology. So we grew up in that, communist kind of a culture and the socialistic model.
Yeah.
So that was always there in our house from the beginning.
Wow.
So, means it's like distribute what all is there and don't hold wealth, don't run behind wealth.
Yeah.
This is what was taught by my father, especially my father. So coincidentally, it became a part of my life.
So he must be very proud.
Okay, he's no more. So that is one biggest regret of my life.
Well, he's no more on this level, but on another level, he's proud.
Yes, another level is there. So when I started all this, he was not there to see, because he always wanted me to do something back to the society in some form.
Oh.
So yeah, today I just try to follow his what all I have learned for him and just continue.
Wow. So let's say people want to help you. Let's say after people listen to this show, they want to help you. What kinds of things do you need from people? We talked about an investor, so that's one thing. What do you need from people?
So first thing is obviously investors. Second thing is we are looking for newer markets for our product.
Okay.
So, assumingly we don't get any investors, we are still okay, but we can make some partnerships
right.
in other countries where people are willing to, you know, buy material from us and, you know, spread across in their local markets. That's the second thing. With the, that's the partner we would be looking at. And the third thing, of course, as you said, we are looking for some international platform where we can spread our work.
Right.
Because that will get, that will give us new opportunities.
Yeah.
Because we are very far off from the rest of the world and not many people know what we do. So that is one. Fourth thing, if somebody really wants to set up a manufacturing facility or do something similar,
right.
we would be more than happy to train. And we want them to set up something like this.
Right.
In places where it is not viable, no problem. In places where it is viable, I would want them to, you know, go one step ahead, take a chance and set up. And we are always there to support from behind.
Wow.
We're very happy to support.
Wow, that's wonderful. So your business model is very interesting. It has so many moving parts. So you've got your particular thing that you're doing now, the houses and the plastic, the myriad of plastic things that you're making, in bamboo water bottles and straws and things. So you've got that model. And then you've got the model where you can teach other people to do the same thing. And then the other part is you can actually partner with, and you should do this, I think. This is my prejudice. Partner with people who are setting up other factories so that you also get something out of it so you can keep going. And then the marketing of these materials, these products that you're making, I mean, it's endless. This is like such a great model. It just can go anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah, so what we are looking is partnerships because we alone cannot take it forever. We need partnerships and we need very strong partnerships. You know, we need extremely strong partners who can refine our very rustic business model and take it to the next level.
Sure.
That's fine. And I didn't show one thing we started. Yeah. Okay. Oh, this is a t-shirt we made recently.
Oh, wow.
So you can see it's written over here.
Wow. How cool.
It's made with, it's a t-shirt we made with 16 PET bottles.
Wow.
16 plastic bottles. So this is something we are going seriously.
Yeah.
So because, you know, from clothing to what all we can do with plastics and all, we are trying to. Seeing is believing. Unless and until people see that there are so many ways plastic can be used,
right?
New entrepreneurs will come. But if I don't show, nobody will come.
Absolutely. Yeah, so there are, I mean, I have so many things. When I get some time on this weekend, I'm going to send you all kinds of things because there are several companies that I read about in a magazine who are looking for materials that are sustainable, and that would be perfect for them. So you're so, this is exciting. You're right on the pulse of what needs to be happening. You're like the forerunner of all of this stuff.
You are
because the scope that you're doing and there's no limitations from you at all, and that's the way to be. That because when you don't see any limitations, there aren't any. You just find a solution around whatever's going on that you need to solve, and that's it. And that's your mindset, which is beautiful.
Yeah, so we are always looking for, you know, if there is a problem, we look at what can we do with our limitations. We don't say, I cannot do anything, we say, let's try it out. So something comes out at the end. So that's how it is.
So what other products would you like to do? Is there anything that you haven't done that you would like to do?
Yeah, what we have not done is, we have not been successful in making bricks out of plastic waste. So we have heard there is somebody abroad doing bricks out of plastic waste.
Okay.
So we have not been able to do. We have tried, but we have failed. So that is one thing we feel that will be really helpful. So that, you know, anything related to housing, I really would like to explore because we feel the kindness, homelessness we have in this world.
Yeah.
So I would definitely would like to be a part of, you know, something big or small. It can really solve somebody's homelessness.
Oh, that would be heaven because it's a waste of human material. I mean, these people have things to contribute too. So
yes, so that's one.
Okay, so do you travel at all? Do you come to the States? Do you go to other countries right now?
No. I I generally don't go. I just in my factory whole day. I hardly get time to travel, but I only travel within the country. But most of the work goes in the factory only.
Yeah.
So, but now we have few more partners who are willing to take up the factory load, and maybe in the coming few months I'll relieve myself from the factory work.
Cool.
So now my main focus in the coming months is to travel and, you know, spread this kind of work and get new business for my company.
Wow, that's fabulous. Let me ask you, how many, and you probably can't even add this high, how many hours a week do you work?
Oh.
Let me put it another way. Do you sleep?
Yeah. So, like, there is nothing called weekdays and weekends. We are working 24/7 days a week.
Yeah.
So we are not comfortable when there is a weekend. We get panicky when it's Saturday or Sunday. Because I can't ask my team to work. The market is closed. But yeah, so it's like if we put up more than 18 to 19 hours a day in the work.
Wow.
18 hours a day. Yeah. And Saturday, Sunday, 24/7 we work.
Wow.
Now it has become a part of life because I'm doing this for the last 12-14 years.
Yeah.
So my mother keeps pestering me. You.
I'm sure.
Switch off your phone. Go to a movie.
Okay.
Go eat out. So yeah, that's one thing.
But she must be so proud of you.
Yeah, she's very proud because when I started, when I was dropping out of my education, she was very sad that, you know, this guy is dropping out of education. He might not get a job, and she had to face everybody, all the relatives, especially as usual happens in Indian society. They all started making fun of me, and he was the one who was taking everything.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I mean, I think the way around anything is to become an entrepreneur. If you can't deal with people, if you don't like structure, become an entrepreneur and you can work 24 hours a day for yourself.
24 hours a day. Yeah.
But isn't it, it feels so fulfilling at the end of the day, at the end of the week, when you're doing the thing that is in your heart to do, it just feels wonderful. There's nothing like that.
True, I agree. It's so fulfilling actually because we are doing what we want.
Yeah.
So that's the best part of it.
Yeah, and we're contributing in some way. I mean, your contribution is huge. And you know, we all try to contribute in some way. And I think once we begin to do that, it changes the fabric of the world culture.
Yeah, so, you know, so now what we do is we go to schools and colleges. We are trying to inculcate a sense of entrepreneurship among school children. So, you know, that there is something called collective responsibility, individual responsibility, you know, starting upon their own. So these all, what all we have learned in the last 10, 12 years, we are trying to give back in some form.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And the other thing I think that always strikes me so much is that you're in a different country. You're very far away from me. We're 10.5 hour different time zone. We're connected. We breathe the same air. The air coming from India will eventually get here. The oceans flowing from there will eventually come here. And so we're interconnected. We're not separate.
True. It's all interconnected. That's what we realize today, that the whole world is it's so small. The whole world is so interconnected and it's extremely small.
Yeah.
So, what all do here, we want that to practice. We learn from them, we give something to them. So, and especially we have been, you know, have been following US markets quite closely. We have been following US markets quite closely and we understand the kind of plastic, you know, menace it has, and not having any production facilities, the high labor costs. Homelessness is one. It's universal. We feel it's universal. Like,
absolutely.
Universal.
I mean, the problems that you have are the same problems we have. They might look a little different. They might have little different aspects. It's the same problems.
It's the same problem.
Yeah.
So that's what we feel, you know, somebody in the West should start what we are doing. Especially homelessness, we feel we have solutions to that.
Yeah.
With our different kind of building materials we have, at a very low cost. We believe in low cost houses. We don't believe in, you know, making fancy houses. We are very much against fancy houses because there are people to give solutions for fancy houses.
Yeah.
So we don't have to solve them.
It's so funny. I interviewed somebody last week who worked for ABC, which is one of our networks, a long time ago, and did a lot of things, written a lot of books, done movies and all kinds of stuff. And they had a very fancy house. And where they live now is in a little cottage, and they're happier than they've ever been.
Oh, you know? Yes, I agree.
It just feels good. But anyway, what else do you want to tell our listeners? What else do you want them to know about? What about you, about your company, about India, anything? What do you want to share? So you've got
something about me, there's nothing much. I'm quite a workaholic. I keep working. So it is nothing more than that. I'm a pure workaholic. So that is about me. And about my company, it came by chance, you know. For 7 years, 5 to 7 years, we had extreme rejection for our concept. When we started Bamboo Houses, nobody accepted it.
Yeah.
So we accumulated a debt, huge debt, where me and my co-founder, who happens to be my wife also,
Anna's your wife?
Yeah, she's my wife.
She's beautiful. You chose very well, and I'm sure she's wonderful to boot. But anyway, yeah.
No, she's the backbone, because I wouldn't have been able to do all this what I've done without her support.
Sure.
So she's the backbone, and she's a very active participant of entire work. So we both came to a stage, because of our business model, we were on the verge of committing suicide, because we accumulated so much of debt. But we kept hanging. So what I would like to share with the listeners is not to give up on their entrepreneurial ideas.
Yeah.
It's definitely not going to be easy. It will take time. So give some time.
Yeah.
And one more thing I would like to share to the listeners who are entrepreneurs, who wants to become an entrepreneur. If you don't make wealth, it's okay. It's not a crime. It's okay if your enterprise does not make wealth. You might be contributing in a lot of other ways.
Yeah.
Because today our economy, you know, relates success with money. But we personally don't relate success with money.
Yeah.
It is your creative satisfaction and what you're contributing. So yeah. keep hanging, things will fall in place. So that's what I would suggest. And yeah, it's about India, with the new Indian economy, which is growing leaps and bounds. So we have tremendous opportunities right now in all sectors. Whatever be the sector, there's tremendous opportunities.
Yeah.
Now we see a lot of potential in waste management. We have a tremendous potential in India in waste management.
Wow.
So, of course, anybody wants to visit India, it's a perfect place to visit. We'll try to be the best possible host. visiting. So, we will share what all we have learned in India, and we would like to learn what all we can learn from other nations.
Wow. That would be wonderful. So how far away are these houses? They're in different cities, because I saw all the pictures of the different houses. How far away?
It's different cities. Different, like all in India. Maybe all in one night journey.
Oh, okay.
Mostly all just a night journey. And if you are in Hyderabad, which is just a few kilometers away from where we are.
Okay.
So one thing what we have noticed is when we started, nobody was willing to take these houses. Today, the sensitivity of environment has gone to a great extent. So people are coming forward.
Yeah.
So around 1 year back, when we built the first plastic house, people were seriously scared. What are these guys doing really?
Wow.
How can somebody live in a house made out of a plastic waste? Today, we are booked for the next 6 months.
Wow.
We orders for the next 6 months. Yeah. So people are really opening up, because they understand. Because for us, it's not selling a house. It is selling a concept that what kind of damage it is causing by not using the waste.
Can you use plastic to make furniture? Why couldn't you make
mold? We are making furniture. I can.
I should have known. I should have known.
We are making furniture. We are making furniture. We are making dustbins. We are making planters. We are not leaving anything. Any possibilities, we are not leaving.
I believe that.
So we want to cover what all we can give in our scope.
Yeah.
So one more area what we are working right now with, we are in talks with our local council, local state council.
Yeah.
We are working to set up a completely recycled plastic museum in Hyderabad.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a museum.
Wow.
So we have received in principle approval also to set up the museum.
Wow.
So So that how can be made with plastic waste, people can see.
Yeah.
And they can buy and use.
Wow. It would be wonderful if you could get tour some different countries to come over to the museum when it's built, where people can actually come and see. And every corporation on the planet should come.
Yes. So that's what we want, because what is happening, there is a huge disconnect among everybody.
Yeah.
People are working in recycling, these big corporates who wants to use. So we want to be a bridge among all these people.
Yeah.
You know, there is a waste, there is a product. Please use.
So how long do you think it will take to put that museum together?
I think 3 months. We are just giving ourselves 3 months
time. Yeah, I love it. 3 months, okay.
Yeah. So we are giving a 90-day period to finish it off.
Yeah.
And then let the whole world, and this should be replicated all across the globe. Otherwise, there will always be a disconnect. There will be a disconnect. So we want this to be replicated all across. So
yeah.
First, we will start replicating it in India in 5 or 6 prime biggest cities in India.
Yeah.
Then share our knowledge to, if somebody wants to concept something similar, take it to the next level.
Wow.
Yeah.
And these houses are prefab, correct? Like they could be,
yes.
Houses could be made and shipped someplace and put
yeah.
together.
It's completely shippable. Completely shippable houses, just nut and bolt as well.
Wow. That's amazing.
So it's very easy. It's very easy. So it's extremely easy. Now we want to teach it to others how to make a prefab house out of bamboo or a plastic.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, they can do it in their own country. I mean, we don't want to go every time because we don't believe in taking livelihoods in other places.
Right.
So that's very much against our model.
Yep.
So yep. Local people should be taught to build houses out of bamboo.
So it's going to be very interesting as people find out about you, and they will, and start coming to you, and they will. You're going to have to think about, for your company, where the cutoff is and how much you participate in the corporate world and how much you keep, you know, separate from that and so forth. So you're going to have some very interesting,
interesting.
Moral dilemmas coming up. So it's going to be...
Yes, we always have this, actually. Me and my co-founder always are in a dilemma.
Yeah.
You know, because our personal ethics are very strong. When we take a decision, we put our personal ethics in front of business ethics. So a lot of people say that is fundamentally wrong. It should not be so, you know, that kind of a thought process does not work in business. But I don't know, that's how we are molded today.
Yeah.
Put personal principles ahead of business principles. So that is an area I would like to improve on.
It's going to be very interesting. It's going to, because you are going to grow. I mean, you are one of the few solutions on the planet to what we need, okay? So you're going to be the epicenter in lots of ways. So you will never be bored in this lifetime, because you're not only with products, but every time you expand, there's going to be new decisions about how you're going to do it. So, yeah.
Yeah, and the best part in our business is what we understand, we don't have a business model. So I feel that keeps us rocking. We don't have a model.
Well, you do. So, you do. It's a different kind of model. It's not a traditional model. You do have a model.
So we don't fit everywhere easily. So we are okay with it. So yeah, we just don't fit everywhere.
But your model is that it has to fit in your idea of how we interact on this planet. That's part of the model is how you help other people and still function as a company. That's part of your model. So it's, you're building, and this would be something that you can teach eventually, you're building a different kind of model. And it's a model that we need. It does not fit into anything that exists. But it's,
yeah, it doesn't fit. Yeah, that's true.
No. But you're creating a model that can be taught. Because that's what a model is. It's something that can be taught to people. And so what you're doing is helping people have a consciousness about how we interact on this planet and why we're here and how we can contribute.
Yeah, hope somebody gets some learning out of my experience, and that'd be great even if one person learns out of it.
But they are, and the resilience. I mean, you are the perfect entrepreneur because of the resilience, because of the willingness to find solutions and keep finding solutions, and that's the juice. I call it the juice that keeps you going. You know,
yeah, that keeps us going. Yeah,
because it's so much fun when you come up against a wall and it's like, okay, wait a minute, let's see. And then you find a solution, and then the next wall appears, and then you find a solution. And what you're doing, you keep teaching yourself over and over again that there is nothing that's without a solution. And that's a power.
Yeah, that's what, yes. Yeah, we all understood that. There is a solution for everything. We need to find that solution.
That's a very powerful, powerful thing to know and to teach. Because right now, people do not understand that. And I think that's one of the key pieces of what goes wrong in cultures often, that they see something and that's where it stops, and that's not true at all. So that's another piece that you have to teach. So when you write your book, Prashant, when you write your book, it can be in the book, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Do you also, let me ask you this, do you also use Zoom to communicate with people?
No, not really much. I've never used Zoom. This is the first time I'm using this. I didn't even know this app exists. So it's mostly the Skype which people use. It's only the Skype thing. So this is quite wonderful. I never knew this existed.
It's fabulous because you can have, it's $14.99 US. You can have 100 or 200 people on with you.
Oh, that's amazing. That's really amazing.
Yeah. And you can do a lot of different things with it. I use it very simply, but it's a great way to reach out to people in different countries for that. You don't have time to travel right now. I get it.
Right.
But this is traveling. So you can do this, and it's just zoom.com, and I love it. And it's a way to communicate with people all over, with corporations and so forth. I'm just thinking about that for you, that it would be a really...
Sure. This is a wonderful app, solution to communicate.
Yeah. So there's so many resources out there to help you. I feel like everybody's going to want to help you because...
So we are looking for that help. That one big help is something which is always missed out of us. We have been trying to make what all small big, but one big help is something we never got. In terms of funding or in terms of support or in terms of exposure, it's always been very small bits and pieces.
But it all adds up to something huge.
What
you're building is huge. This is not a little tiny thing. You're building this huge, huge concept and company and so forth. And it might be 20 people now, but it's not really 20 people. It's just going to keep expanding. So I will do my little bit and put you together with some people, and they are well connected, and they'll put you together with some people, and it just keeps going. So eventually you're going to have to be the face of this, and you're going to have to give up some of your duties to some of your other people. How will that sit with you?
I'm personally not somebody to delegate. But I think the time has come where I delegate my work and take the organization ahead.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it will not grow.
Absolutely.
And
that's one of the things that all entrepreneurs have to face, that there comes a time when they have to step out of the day-to-day stuff and become the face of the company and oversee the structure of how it's going to grow and so forth. And that's probably falls to you.
Yeah, it falls to me because I'm very bad at delegating my work. I should only be doing everything.
I have news for you. That's not going to work. And it's going to be pretty fast that's going to happen. So
yes, so I do understand. So I'm learning to delegate now.
Are you?
I'm learning to step out of daily activities. And slowly, more to do with unlearning than learning. I have to unlearn a lot of things now.
Yeah. Because I think that's something that most entrepreneurs don't realize, that their role when they start the company is going to be very different than their role as it grows. And it will keep changing. It will keep changing. And that's the wonderful thing, I think, and you've touched on this too, about entrepreneurship, because it always changes. It's always evolving. It's a living, breathing, growing thing.
True. So, it's every day it's a change. Every day it's a learn. Every 24 hours things change.
Yeah.
You have to keep evolving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Evolving every day.
This has been so inspirational. I am so happy to know you and to know
what you're doing.
And it's so necessary. It's such a great model for the world to see. And I am going to do my small part in getting you in touch with some people. And then it'll keep growing from there. And you're going to be busier than
ever.
So that's all I can tell you. You're going to be busier than ever.
Oh, thank you, thanks for all the support, and especially having me, you know, hosting me and taking my work across the globe. So,
no. You don't know what that does for people. For people to be able to see that there is another way to approach life, that there are solutions to things that they keep being told are devastating and will never change. To have someone like you stand up there and be able to show them something different, you don't know what that does. That's an amazing thing.
So, thank you so much.
All right, we're gonna have to end. I don't want to let you go. I want to keep you around. Anyway, I think
I'll just show you the house for your viewers. I'll just
can you?
The camera and I'll just show this house.
Yeah, please before we end, please do. I would
before we end, I'll just
take your time. We'll make the time. We want this.
So I will keep myself talking.
Oh, so the ceiling. Wow. So your air conditioning heating unit, the tiles on the roof, on the ceiling. Wow.
So this is the AC unit.
Wow.
So this is the ceiling and this is the flooring.
Oh, wow.
So this is the flooring also.
Yep. Wow.
So, and this is a chair I can show you.
Did you make that? Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, wow. This is made with polythene covers.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is the furniture. So yeah, this is the whole room. So this is we create and give to everybody.
Wow. This is so wonderful. Wow. I mean that.
Okay. There is no light in this room, but there is, I can show you. This is the furniture.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, this is the furniture.
Wow. And that's made out of bamboo or plastic?
No, this is out of plastic waste. This is out of plastic waste.
Okay.
So this furniture out of plastic waste. And, I'll show you this also. So this is what we have started now.
Oh, wow.
This is a rope made out of waste garment.
Wow.
These are cotton garment waste.
Wow. It's gorgeous. So the colors.
We make furniture out of this also.
Wow. That would be fabulous.
It's all waste. And this is the raw material which, you know, this is where this is a waste bag.
Where
we use, this house is made out of this.
Wow. Yeah. I love that. That is so wonderful.
These are the bags and, you know, polythene covers and everything.
Wow. How do you do? Do you do plumbing in there? How do you do plumbing and things? Is that?
Oh, no, we do plumbing. Oh, okay. This is the electrical part.
Wow.
So it's an open. The same way plumbing is also in the same pattern.
Wow.
Plumbing is same. Electricals are same.
Wow.
So, and we have few more. Okay, there are lot many products actually. I can show you. These are the tiles. These we call a designer tiles.
How beautiful. Wow. Jeez Louise, this is amazing.
So we just keep trying, innovating, and we don't have any work. We're just innovating. We just continue to innovate something.
I love it. You are an inspiration in what you've created, and tell Anna too how wonderful that is. And I'm just so grateful for the two of you to be doing that. So I hate to say goodbye, but please let us stay in touch. Can we stay in touch?
Sure, sir. I'm always touch. I will leave my number also. We can have the WhatsApp number, and this is my mobile. I'll share everything, and I'll stay in touch with you.
I would love that.
I have to drop down to your place for a cup of coffee.
Sounds good. I love it.
Yes,
thank you so
much. Thank you so much. Good day.
Bye. So our hate to say goodbye to this wonderful man.
Goodbye to everybody who are, you know, who have taken time to listen to all my boring lecture of an hour.
Okay.
So hope I didn't really bore you. You had some interesting time, and hope to stay connected with all the listeners through the show. And I'm reachable through my email ID on my website, bamboohouseindia.org.
We'll put all of that up on the website, which you're going to send to me.
I'll send you all the social media
links. Okay.
To the listeners, please be a little sensitive to the environment because we have to leave it to our next generation. So let us give our next generation something better because our parents have given us something better.
Yeah.
Let's give our children something better, not in a very bad form that they can't live.
Love that.
So that's the only thing. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste. Thank you very much.
And thank you for joining us today. Let me see. Here we are. So thank you for joining us today on Holistic Transformations. I mean, this is a truly remarkable person with a truly remarkable company that it's kind of the heart of where I feel we all need to be. So this is a real demonstration of anybody can change the world. I mean, he is a remarkable man, but probably not any more remarkable than you are. So you have something that you can contribute, and I'll be looking forward to seeing what you're going to add to change our world. So our interview today with Pasha Lingam, and that will be up on the website, and how to connect with him in case you have some great ideas to share with him. That would be great. And today it was brought to you by Turn Your Great Ideas Into Dollars, the online course and workbook that guides you step by step to take your great idea into a thriving business. And there's more information on https://www.entrepreneurmindworld.com. So join us next time when we'll be talking with somebody who's creating an intentional community with an interesting twist, something you might not have thought about. So this is your host, Diane Shaver, saying goodbye and looking forward to having you join us next time on Holistic Transformation. Working together, we can change the world. Bye-bye.
For more wonderful shows like this, please go to selfdiscoveryradio.com, podcasts, and see our lineup. And if you wish to support us, we have a funded button. Please stay tuned for our next show.